talk a little bit about James Morris and what he's been able to do as a true freshman?
Yeah, he's come in. He's done a great job. He's worked hard. He worked hard all camp. And he got a chance to play on special teams, proved he could play on special teams, and then he's inserted himself at a very important position at middle linebacker who has a freshman to control the whole defense. I said last week after the game for a kid to come in and to stand in front of our defensive line as a true freshman, you think most kids would probably be intimidated, and he stands in front, makes all the checks to all those guys up front, and he does a great job of getting people lined up, and he played well on Saturday. And
did you notice him around here much before he got here?
Yeah.
With his dad being here?
I've seen him. Yeah, I've seen him around the building. Always a kid trying to learn and things like that, but never really sat down and talked to him that often. I mean, I said hello to him, but nothing to any extent or anything like that. He's a good kid, smart kid, very smart kid, obviously. He's got to be smart to get everybody lined up, and he's a hardworking kid. Every time I see him in the weight room, he's going 100% every time. So, I mean, he's going to be he's going to have a bright future if he continues the way he is.
Are you ready to move to linebacker if they need you?
No, I don't think I could play linebacker.
You're dropping like flies.
I know, no, I don't think I could play linebacker. Those guys are pretty tough.
What's the challenge of facing Indiana? They seem to sling the ball around almost more than anybody.
Yeah, they throw the ball, like you said, they'll throw the ball all over the field and hit you with some zone read runs and stuff like that. So every week there's different challenges, and this week we know probably a lot of short passes are going to be thrown, a lot of underneath stuff, and then they're going to take some chances over top. So we're just going to have to be on top of our game plan.
What was it like watching that play on film on Sunday when you guys were all got together and watched the film from Saturday?
I was kind of getting a hard time because in my mind, during the play, like, obviously it's totally different when you guys go back and watch it and stuff. It seemed like the Cunningham, Michigan State guy, was a lot closer to me than he actually was. But he wasn't very close to me at all. And I just dropped it over the top, and luckily Micah caught it, or Phil would probably still be beating me up or something. I don't know what he'd do to me. I might not be playing anymore the rest of the season.
Do you like the challenge that Indiana presents for you with it? Throw it around a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun. Indiana, they about got us last year. I don't care. People can say whatever they want about any team in the Big Ten. I heard somebody say they haven't won a Big Ten game. I don't even know what their record is. But you got to come. Last year was a prime example of you got to come and play every game in the Big Ten Conference because anybody can beat you. And for three quarters of the game last year, they were beating us. And luckily, we turned around in the fourth quarter. So, yes, I'm excited.
Turned it around with that play.
Something about playing on Halloween. I don't know. There's something weird going on there. I don't know.
Can you talk a little bit about Ross and Shane and what they bring to the team?
Ross checked in when Tyler Nielsen went down, and he did a great job. Just me and him, since we're on the same side, the strong side, just communication with him, it was good. And he's an older guy who's experienced. And Shane started off the game, and he made a couple big plays. The first third and one, I think it was, he stuffed the fullback and allowed James Morris to get in there and make the tackle for a loss and get off the field. I think that was a statement for the rest of the game, just knowing we're going to come out and play tough.
I know you guys don't look at the standings as much as the fans do, but can you appreciate kind of, you know, four teams with one loss with four games to play, how that's exciting for Big Ten fans?
Yeah, it's very exciting. It just speaks highly of the conference and the balance that the conference has in general. With one loss, that obviously shows teams aren't dominating as teams have in the past and things like that. And like I said, and I'll say it, every week you got to come out and play every game in the Big Ten Conference because you don't know what's going to happen.